Hello, I'm Jose Valderes for the Virginia Voice. Thank you for joining us for this special broadcast, Remembering Jim Wark. This article was published on Facebook Friday, February 7th. The Richmond Folk Festival community, RVA, and everyone whose path he ever crossed lost a beautiful soul with today's passing of Jim Wark. Jim's fingerprints and passion are all over the event that we know and love so well. But when Jim became involved, the festival was the new kid on the block, an unknown entity that wasn't particularly embraced from the beginning. His first interaction with the festival was in 2004, as part of the volunteer local marketing committee for the 2005 to 2007 National Folk Festival, helping to determine everything from the look of the logo to how we would encourage the community to love this new event. And from then on, he never stopped working on and giving his time to the festival. He was a charter member of the festival's local programming committee, providing expertise and input and helping to choose the wide range of excellent artists who have graced the stages over the years. Jim served as the committee's chairman for many years. His love of all genres of music, as well as his love of all his committee members, on full display. At the committee's first meeting, following each year's festival, his favorite exercise was to have each committee member vividly describe their best moments from the recent festival, reveling in the joy that the music had brought to everyone there. And while Jim cherished all music, his extra passion for polka, doo-wop, and rockabilly helped to keep those genres in the committee's mind each year. But it's probably his love of the dose of weird that the festival most needed to make sure we didn't get into a predictable rut. Jim never missed a meeting, and his presence was crucial in setting the tone of the festival. As the festival's bucket-ass team leader, Jim was an unabashed cheerleader for the mission, getting on stage, asking the audience to give till it hurt, and recruiting, corralling, and motivating, and leading the team of folks who did the same. When the festival asked, Jim said yes, every single time. He once donned a toga to usher in the oysters for the Virginia Folklife Stage's Oyster Shucking Contest. And in one of his proudest moments, Jim was a Richmond Folk Festival performer in 2016, when he was asked to sit in with rockabilly artist Jason D. Williams, whose lead guitarist was ill that day. Those performances are moments that none of us on the programming committee will ever forget. In his real life, Jim was integral in the Richmond community and passionate about improving it as a former publisher of Style Weekly, a third-grade teacher at Blackwell Elementary School, and as executive director of Virginia Voice, which delivers programming to enhance the quality of life for individuals with disabilities who require audio access to visual experiences. He also played in many bands over the years and was recently a member of no less than four. In so many ways, he made a difference. Jim was a son, husband, father, grandfather, brother, teacher, student, musician, comedian, charmer, leader, historian, the most steadfast friend, and the warmest of souls. His impact on the festival is immeasurable, and we're not sure what we'll do without him. Today, we are thinking of Jim's family, and our hearts are broken. That article was published on Facebook Friday, February 7th. This special broadcast, Remembering Jim Wark, will be available to stream on demand on our website, virginiavoice.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Jose Valderes for the Virginia Voice.